I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Program Eric Name, our Milwaukee basketball insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, and they're getting ready to take on the Detroit Pistons. How you doing, Eric? What's going on, man?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing well. So this team is streaking right now, and we were talking yesterday with Craig Kishon, and I said, look, they started out 2-2, and after that, I think it's like 15 of their last 16 or some kind of crazy number like that. What has been the flipping of the script after the first four games of the season when things began to fall into place? I know the schedule plays into it a little bit, but even losing Middleton, it seemed like things began to come together. So give me your assessment of this team.
I think the big thing for this team has been figuring out kind of how to play with the lead. I think early in the year, if you look at that Miami game, you look at that Boston game, it was two spots where they got leads and then let them slip away, and they just weren't quite confident enough with it, relying a little bit too much on the three. I think having a guy like Dante DiVincenzo kind of pop in the time that Middleton has been off, and this team figure out a little bit better what they're doing defensively. They've moved defensively from outside the top 10 to the number one defense in the entire league in that time. So they are back to kind of where they were last year, where they're number one defense, one of the top three offenses, and just kind of putting it on teams on a night-in, night-out basis. And I think largely it has been about them figuring out how to manage being good and being the team that you expect to win every night and going out and doing that. And again, like you said, the schedule has been favorable during this stretch, but you can't choose the teams that you play. And last year, I think there were times where they played bad teams. I think back to two games against the Phoenix Suns last year where they lost both of them, where they were playing bad teams and they didn't control the things that they can control. They didn't take care of business and get the job done. They played with their food a little bit too much. And for the most part, we're not really seeing that this year. We're seeing them take care of business and do what they need to do. And I think that's at least part of the maturation process, that you're seeing a team realize that they are that good, that they are going to have a target on their back every night, but who cares? Let's go out, let's get a lead, let's keep it, let's hold it, and let's finish this out.
Has that been a maturity process that's been kind of a trickle-down effect from anybody in particular, or just the team as a whole learning how to play with a lead?
I think it's kind of the team as a whole learning how to play with the lead, and I think a lot of it just comes from Giannis. And one thing I've kind of been fascinated by this season is if you watch them play, there'll be a lot of times where he makes a play for someone else and then the ball goes through and he does a little fist pump by his side. And it's not congratulatory of anything he's doing. It just seems like someone that knows what the plan is supposed to be, executing the plan, the plan working and then finding satisfaction in how all of that works. And I think that's the sign of maturity. It doesn't always have to be yelling and mean mugging and screaming and, you know, dunking everyone. It can be just making the right play at the right time, trusting your teammates and having that go through. Like, that is something that I think we're seeing from him, and that feels like the next step. So, if it does start with anyone, I think it starts with Giannis. But I think as the team as a whole has just kind of learned how to deal with leads, how to deal with success. And, you know, we often talk about how you deal with adversity, but dealing with success can be just as difficult for some teams. They don't know what it's like to be on the front foot for an entire game. And we've seen the Bucks do that now for, you know, the last two games where they won by 40, but really the last 2 weeks.
The return of Chris Middleton, talk about that addition, because up until that point I was saying, look, I wanted to see more out of Bledsoe. I wanted to see more of guys kind of fill in those points that they had lost. And it all happened. We saw guys get other minutes. We saw, this team kind of play different styles of basketball. Like, we saw them play big. We saw them play small. I don't want to say any time an injury is good, but was the injury a tremendous learning opportunity without Chris Middleton?
Yeah, I think you've seen Dante DiVincenzo pop a little bit in this time. I think you saw Wesley Matthews kind of figure out what his role was going to be on the team. And now, as they've brought Middleton back slowly in the last week, obviously he didn't start until the last game against the Knicks. He had come off the bench the three games previously. All those guys kind of got to keep doing the same things, keep a lot of their confidence, and then you still have Middleton there to kind of close games and make sure that, you know, you're playing well when he's on the floor. And then when it flipped with him in the starting lineup, it kind of all felt the same. And, you know, I think it's kind of interesting to watch how Chris Middleton's career has kind of developed, because, you know, early in his career, it would have been like, oh, you know, is he able to figure out what his spots are? Is he getting the most out of his talent? Is he taking the next step? You were constantly kind of focused on him continuing to get better. And, you know, a couple times in the last week, Bud has just kind of said, like, you know, Chris is Chris. He's really good at basketball. He's a really good basketball player. He's going to get to his spots. He's going to score. He knows what he's supposed to do in the offense. He knows what he's supposed to do in the defense. He knows how to lead. And it's just kind of interesting to see that over the years it's gone from what can Chris do and the possibilities to just knowing that he's good. Just knowing that he is going to be a positive for your team. And that's kind of been the thing that stuck out with me in the last week as you've watched him come back, because you still get him being good, and he's not really displacing any of those other guys. Those other guys that grew either more comfortable or just grew, period, in their role with him out, have been able to find kind of the same level of success, the same level of comfort, and he's been able to just join seamlessly.
Pleasure to talk, my friend. They got a big one coming up on Friday night. You don't want to overlook what's going on tonight, but how big is this game as far as your litmus test goes on Friday, real quick?
I'm so excited that the Clippers played last night and don't play again before Friday, because that means I might actually get to see Kawhi Leonard and Paul George on the floor as Clippers against the Bucks. There should be no load management. There should be no concerns about that. So I'm very excited. I mean, to me, that's one of the two best teams in the West. I think they might be better than the Lakers. And then you have the best team in the East with the Bucks. Those are the ones that, you know, you kind of get up for in this regular season, where the Bucks have made a number of their games somewhat meaningless because they're just better than some of these teams. That is one that sticks out. I'm very excited about it on Friday.
Always good to talk. We will chat again real soon, okay?
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. That's our buddy Eric Namer, Milwaukee Basketball Insider, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.